Vietnam, there are a lot of you. Who's here?
Vietnam, good evening.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Who? Oh, my goodness. Who else?
Sadna Kaur.
Who?
Sadna Kaur from Iowa. Oh,
Sadna Kaur, welcome.
Hi.
And who else?
Tehar Kaur.
Tehar, welcome. And who else?
Harinder.
Harinder, yay. And who else?
Suzanne.
And who?
Sadanam.
Sadanam, welcome. Who else?
Haridas.
Harai.
Haridas and Harai. Oh, welcome. And who else? Okay, good. Well, Haridas, thank you for not staying secret. For announcing yourself, we appreciate it. Welcome. Okay, so...
I'm in Tomasa here.
Oh, welcome.
Hi, it's Satdeva.
Deva, hi.
Satdeva.
Oh, Satdeva, welcome.
Thank you.
Is this the first time we've heard from you?
I've listened in many times.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you announce yourself.
Thanks to you again.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Guru Atma.
Hi, Guru Atma. How you doing?
Morning. Good.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm really proud of you all. Just getting right here on time, that is so fabulous. I really appreciate it. He says, so does Baba Siddhichand. He likes that. He's kind of giggling right now. Okay, so now let us rub our palms together, bring up a little heat. And palms together at the center of the chest, pressing on the sternum or the mind nerve. Eyes are closed and begin long, deep breath. Through the nose, from the belly. I set the third eye point. I'm focused. And now we are going to do our mantra to tune us in for guidance and protection. The words are Om Namo Gurudev Namo. And we'll repeat it three times. And then after that, we will do another protective mantra. Okay, so sit straight. Inhale. Om. Namaste. could end
in a minute.
Some deep breath. From the belly and through the nose, relax into it. And now begin heart breath. That is continuing long, deep breath. And on the exhale, feel as though the breath is coming out of the heart. Heart center, I should say. And now, feel as though you are sending this heart breath to everybody on this call, and also those who are listening to the call and the recording. And if you're listening to the recording, send the heart breath to us as well. Aquarian age is mutual support of the kindest variety. And now, please send out this breath to anybody in the whole universe who would like to join in and wake up to the light. It's a joint project. And inhale, and exhale, and welcome. Good, just keep up heart breath. And Babaji says that today our topic is the downtrodden heart. Okay, downtrodden heart. Okay, sir, what do you have to say about it? He says that sometime in your lives, all of you have experienced a downtrodden heart. You get to a certain age and you understand that it has been trod upon. He says that is part of human existence. He says, according to these Piscean times, that is a normal, he calls it a normal part of the sine wave. Now, a sine wave is one of those things you see on that oscilloscope that goes up and down, you know, like waves. He says there are always down points and there are always high points. He says in the Aquarian age, he says that thin little line that's making that wave, he says it's going to become much fatter, much thicker, so that it's not so, he says, not so prone to breaking, not so prone to getting lost. Now, he says to go, into the Aquarian age, that means that we will be bringing up what he calls the trough in the sine wave. That means the bottom point. We will be bringing it up and supporting it. He says it will be a mutual support. He says, don't forget. He says the Aquarian age has often been a time of the individual. The individual sinks or swims, and that's that. You know, friends can help, families can help. But when you get right down to it, it is the individual. The individual is either lauded, that means, what do you say, appreciated out loud, or they are designated for the dust heap. He says that's the way we judge things in this Piscean age. He says as we move into the coming age that we blithely call the age of Aquarius, he says it will, he says we can't exist like that anymore. He says that line on the oscilloscope, that sine wave, is much too skinny, much too fragile for us to move into this Aquarian age. As we move into this new age, he says, he calls it the age of heavens and angels. He says, as we move into that new age, what you're going to be finding is that the vibrations of a number, he says numbers of people, groups, he calls them colleges, in other words, colleagues, associates, he said, we'll be vibrating together. He says, as you know, when you have if you have one stick, it's easily broken. If you take all those sticks and bundle them together, they are not easily broken. He says, that is where you're moving. He says, there can be a whole lot of fear as you might say, hooking up with your fellows, because you never know what your fellows are going to do. He says, as you have discovered from your trodden hearts, people can turn on you, people can desert you, people can hurt you out of maliciousness or out of forgetfulness. You never know what's going to happen, and that's what keeps you individualized. He says, as we move into this Aquarian time, you will be giving up your hurts and fears in that regard. You will not connect, he says, well, yes, of course, you will connect with people personally in a certain way. He says, but the way that you will connect with each other will be according to the finer, what he calls the finer, the rarer frequencies. As you know, every person gives off frequencies, every thought, every emotion, every misperception, every truth gives off a frequency of being, or he says there's also an interchange between the frequencies coming to you, processed in you, and the frequencies given off. Okay, he says a little scientific background here. He says, but in this time, in this coming time, it is those frequencies that will come together, that will meld together to resonate with one another. He says not exactly be the same, but have a total resonance, a harmony with one another. He says like a whole orchestra. He says that is where the power comes from. That is where the knowing comes from. He says, and it will all intertwine with what we call the higher realms. He says, we've got to find new names for these things. He says, it's coming from the subtle realm, which is coming from the most rarefied ethers. He says, there is that switch. He says, what is called, it is a certain vibration that we call Dharma. He says, it's a very extraordinary, pure vibration that comes from beyond time and space into our reality, which is time and space. And he says, this time is our time to move over, to resonate with what we will call Dharma. He says, what you often call Dharma are the practices to reach the state of Dharma. Do you understand? you have practices to reach this state of Dharma. He says, but this condition or this state is stable. It is flowing. It is magnificent. It is creative in nature. And he says, you who practice the spiritual path are drawn. He says, your path is to come into this condition, this vibration, this holiness. That's what it's all about. So, in this Aquarian age, we will be vibrating and harmonizing with others' vibrations, not with our misconceptions, our old programs, our old habits, he says, but with what you would call the pure love, the vibration of love. He says, mark my word, this love, this frequency is not sentimental. Quite the opposite. Guru Gobind Singh fought battles. He led millions. He says, in the name of love. He says, there was at that time, there was a great deal of violence, and so on. But it was fought on his part from the frequency of love. That love is that which is propelled from this state of Dharma. It is that which hooks into that state of Dharma. It is that which receives and vibrates, and he calls it inculcates, from that state of Dharma. He says, know who you are. He says, we talk about your God self. This is your God self, this state of Dharma, and it is, he calls it executable. By that he means that as we tune into it, it causes change. It causes a vibration of allowing and creating, okay, on levels that our mind cannot yet grasp. He says it allows that creation of peace on earth to resonate through us and to be present on this earth. Peace, he says, means that total frequency of vibration. It means a harmony. It means a holiness. It means the greatness of love and kindness and the projection of that and the union of that with the frequencies of others. Can you imagine how beautiful, how textured, how complex, and yet, on the other hand, so totally simple, vibrant, living this context of love, Dharma, of unified frequency is now, you are experiencing it definitely to some extent now, and he says it will continue to grow in this fine new age that we together are birthing. And so now he wants you please to just breathe deep. He says, yes, do that heart breath and understand that as you do that heart breath, your connection, your heart connection is to that he calls it a conglomerate of Dharma, that being of Dharma. It is a frequency. It is a vibration. It is a multifaceted frequency as it comes to reach us. Okay. He said, at its source, it is such a oneness, it is not differentiated, but as it comes into creation, it is differentiated, and it creates the most exquisite pattern. He says, if you ever seen snowflakes under a microscope, you know how exquisite they are. If you have seen molecules and the way they fit together, you understand the extraordinary, you have a guide to the extraordinary complexity, the tapestry of frequencies that come from this. He says, now is the time to let us interweave ourselves, interweave yourself into this consciously, into this extraordinary fabric, this extraordinary fabric that he is calling Dharma. He says there is a oneness to it, but it is absolute freedom. He says there's no use to fight it because as you relax into it, you understand that you come into the harmony of your own self, which is absolute freedom. He says being locked up means being locked up by your own patterns, by your own socializations, by your own complexities that come from the from an old age that are separate, that are lost, that hamper the greatness that moves through you. He says that is the opposite of freedom. He says, as you allow yourself come into this harmonized frequency pattern, which is pure intelligence, he says you can feel it. When you do healing, you can feel this energy. When you do heart breath, you can feel it. You know it. He says when you go into deep devotional practice, you feel it. You know it. When you go into chanting, he says, think about how you feel after a full yoga class. He says, you are in it, my dears. You are in it. That is you. That is who you are. He says, you're very kind, deliberate, flowing frequencies. Mm. So now he's asking you to breathe deeply. Do your heart breath. And now become very... He says, very united with and very aware of the own the frequencies that vibrate as you. He says, this is the essential you. He says, they carry information. He says, you think these fiber optics are wonderful? They carry information. They are wonderful. He says, these frequencies carry the information of you. They bring you thoughts. They express your thoughts, your knowledge, your actions, and so on. This is the vibration of you here on Earth, which is to be treasured, he said. Even the frequencies that stop you up and hurl you into the abyss, he says that is part of the experience, that has been part of the experience of being human. He says, please appreciate it. Feel all of your frequencies now. No fear, just feel all of your frequencies now. Use the breath. And love them. Love every one of these frequencies. The beautiful love for your children. He says the feelings of being stuck and upset, the feelings of being left behind, separated. He says the quandary between success and non-success, money and non-money. He says, let yourself love every bit of the frequencies. He says, this is the way you come into harmony. This is the way you bring all of those separate sticks together as a free-flowing harmony within your own self, so that it will be united with a collective harmony. Feel, know, understand the vibrations of your own self from the top to the bottom of the sine wave. Breathe and love them. Breathe and love who you are on every level. Breathe and love who you are. And as you love the full range of who you are, he says, now please allow yourself to merge into this love frequency, the love patterning, the love, what we might call the love of the universe, the love of your soul. Allow that to flood into you, the love that emanates from this essential Dharma. Allow it to flow within you. Allow yourself to unite. feel it. Allow it to merge with every level of frequency within your own self. This purity, this blessing. And allow your frequencies to expand into the frequencies of the Dharma. He says there is no self-frequency, no self-pity so great that it will damage the Dharma. Do you understand? He says, do not hold back. Allow yourself to move deeply, powerfully, wonderfully. Allow yourself to receive and move into this exquisite frequency of light. This frequency that carries all knowledge. He says, you think your radio waves carry knowledge? He says, this is pure knowledge, not just the recitation of it. This is pure knowledge. Wisdom, understanding that goes beyond words. This is the creator-creative aspect, and you have the privilege of uniting with it consciously. He says, feel the joy of it. Feel the depth of it. Feel the compassion of it. Feel it from head to toe. Feel it from your aura to the sensitivity of your skin into all of your muscles, bones, organs, fluids. Feel it merge. Feel it merge. When it merges, allow your body to be healed. That is, allow it to come back to pristine order, pure flowing order. Allow your body to be healed. Breathe. And continuing that, allow it to flow through your mind. Allow your mind to be healed, including emotions, conditioning, past experiences, worries. Allow them to relax and allow them to be, to come into pure flowing order. And continuing that, continuing your frequencies in total conjunction and union with the Dharma frequencies as one, allow yourself to flow with the frequencies of those on this phone call or listening to this recording. Feel the expansion of it. Recognize that we know each other. We know each other because we are of this frequency. We recognize. And feel the strength that comes from this. feel the strength and the compassion and the love that comes from allowing our frequencies to merge with in the condition of the Dharma with the frequencies of what we normally call others. Feel the unity, feel the oneness, feel the collectiveness. It is wonderful. We are not the same, but we are united with different faces. We may have different textures, different, for instance, rose oil. There are many different scents of rose oil. This is also a description of what the collective is. There are different scents. S-E-N-T-S are the same beautiful essence. Let your heart open. Your heart is your union of heaven and earth and connects so beautifully. It is your portal with the Dharma. And now, as in the blink of an eye, open to all of humanity. Allow yourself to flow through the consciousness and the frequency of all humanity. Allow yourself to be alive in the sea of frequency. Watching the sea of humanity come alive itself, come awake, come into vibrancy. Allowing the feelings of being lost, hopeless, allowing them to ease, and relax in the love and the compassion, both giving and receiving, one vibration. Breathe and feel the absolute coziness and the wonder of it all. And staying within this beautiful, beautiful complexity and unity of vibration. Allowing it to become cognizant in your aura, in your body, in your mind, perpetually. Now, as you do that, begin to open your eyes and be present. Be present in the wonder of this situation. You're not lost. You're here. You decided to come here with all the wonders. Eyes open. Inhale. Exhale. And here you are, refreshed and revitalized. Okay. Now, he says, I'm pointing to a number of you to share this experience. He says, just feel me. I'm right there tickling you. Okay. Who can share?
This is Sadhana Kaur.
Yes, dear.
I had great experiences of color.
She's an artist, by the way.
Yes.
No surprise.
And they're loaded with vibration, and they're neutral, and there's no opinion of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is how and that is how we will be.
Right. Go on.
So we will just be radiating, and everybody will love the colors that they are.
Exactly. The colors are also frequencies. We think of sound as frequencies, but colors are also frequencies. Go on.
Yes. And so that was my experience, just great amounts of color, all kinds of color, rich, and even colors we don't even have names for that are going to be apparent to us.
Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful.
It was really, really deep and lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. And it reminds me that when I went into art school, my desire was to see colors I had never seen before. You give me hope, Sadhana Kaur.
That is a good intention.
Wow. Now, who else was going to speak there?
This is Kehad Kaur. I didn't say anything before, but I have something to share.
Say it again. Are you going to share now?
Yeah, this is Kehad. Yeah, I'm going to share.
Okay.
I have three things. One is when he's talking about harmony, that in the harmony is one, and it's also contained within the sound of Ong, like that, the initial creative sound. It's not just one sound, but it's all the sounds together that make a one. And if you listen in it, that's like when they say in like the Rama and Shabad, like the sound of creation is piercing, but it's all pervading. It's like everything in that one sound.
Mm.
And that's what we're making.
Oh, wonderful.
So that was one.
Oh, and by the way, everybody, Kehar is a singer. It's wonderful how she received it.
And then the second thing that came to me is when we were listening or feeling the vibration, that I started to feel it intensely in my chest center underneath my rib cage, and I got the feeling that just how, like, when you have a string instrument and it vibrates against the fretboard or the sounding board, that in the body instrument, your heart is the sounding board, and that's where we feel the vibration of everyone in the heart center.
Oh, and, how beautiful.
Yeah, and then when we opened up to the world vibration, you know, we felt all of humanity. It was like there was so much energy and so much range of emotion, but overall there was a feeling of expansion, like where people, the humanity wants to expand, and I felt hope, like people, and, you know, and maybe it's because I was, you know, this morning watching YouTubes on Tunisia and Egypt, but people wanting to, like, reach out and change, and those are the three things I experienced that were really, I wanted to share those.
Thank you so much. Gives me goosebumps. Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting me share.
Yeah. Now, who else?
Siddhi Gyan?
Yes, Guru Ravi.
Guru Ravi, and at the very beginning, when we began to experience the vibration of who we are, I was brought into a deep understanding. I recently hurt my hip again, and I went into that area of pain, and had the understanding that although we feel like we need to, I feel like I need to clear out emotional hurts and tangled yuckiness, I guess, energy to vibrate and to project who I am, that the pain in our physical body is also vibrated out and also projected, and that affects other people around us.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, you know, Baba Siddhichand began to bring us to that physical part as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my very first experience, was that understanding of everything that is not vibrating with Satnam in our body and our mind and our breath is projecting out.
Mm, how wonderful. And by the way,
and
everybody, she's a healer.
And I also was brought to a picture, a painting that I did years ago, maybe 35 or 40 years ago, of the sea. And it was vibrant, beautiful colors, and all the beautiful creatures of the sea. It was a long painting. It was maybe 4 foot long,
mm-hmm.
but more narrow, and it
mm-hmm.
was completely filled in. The creatures were very tiny, so it took me a really long time to paint it, but I was brought into that painting, which I don't have anymore. But I felt that healing has already, that like that's the healing that's taken place in the sea right now, and that's what it's being brought to, is that beautiful, vibrant, perfect state.
Oh, how wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, dear, for sharing that.
Thank you.
And who else? Okay, well, I'm being told to call on Sadanam. Sadanam, would you like to share?
Hi.
Hi, dear.
I've got so much energy. I guess I can share when we were going out, you know, when we were, and there were those waves you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, the highs and the lows,
mm-hmm.
and if we hover over the low points, we'll mm-hmm. bring those low points up.
Oh.
Like a tuning fork, you know, one tuning
mm-hmm.
fork attunes to the other, so.
Yes.
That was one thing I experienced, yeah.
And so how would you do that? How would you hover and bring that up?
I use my hands.
Okay.
To
good.
You know, and to sense where the flow is going, and I also see the waves. So visually, I can see where the it was like this whole swirling energy, but it wasn't negative. You know, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like we got to get rid of all this negativity. It's beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and it's how we're just bringing up everything to this higher vibration. It's the
right.
Kundalini energy, and we have to raise that in ourselves also in order to do this.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Sadanam is a seer and a teacher. Isn't it wonderful how each one expressed from their own incredible vibration? It was really wonderful. So, he says, we need to, how can I say, it's make-believe we are dispersing now. He says, otherwise that lady's going to come on in a minute and tell us to go away. So, he says, this is the most wonderful experience, is to be with you all the time. He says, know that we are together, all of us, on this phone, on this recording, and in this humanity. It is an extraordinary experience that you have been blessed to come empowered with. Okay, so now breathing and feeling that beautiful, swirling, beautiful frequency of energy. harmonizing with that essential Dharma. Bring your palms together at the center of the chest. Long deep breath. And sing this to this beautiful sharing of frequency. Kehar, would you lead us?
My pleasure. Everybody inhale.
May the longtime sun shine upon you, all love around you, and the love in you guide your way on, guide your way on. Guide your way.
Inhale. And bow to the magnificent frequency, harmony of frequencies, that is you, that is all of us. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. Have fun with your
people. Sanam.
Thank you.
Sanam.